We're going to talk food now. Every city has its immigrant neighborhoods where you can go for authentic food, imported ingredients from different parts of the world. We're going to go to one of those places, the Italian Market in South Philadelphia. It's billed as the oldest surviving open-air street market in the country. We asked reporter Emma Jacobs to show us around, and she joins me now. Describe to us what this market looks like, Emma.
Well, the quarter is a very narrow street in this old row house neighborhood of South Philadelphia. The quarter is lined with tables that are loaded with fruits and vegetables and plants, which these days are mostly run by Mexicans and Asian immigrants. But the stores selling chocolates and meats and pasta, they still have Italian names.
Right. So the fruit stalls run by Asians and Mexicans, that's kind of curious.
Well, yeah, there's really been this evolution of the neighborhood. But essentially, even as a lot of the Italians have moved out to the suburbs, they still come back for their authentic anchovies, pasta, tomatoes, soda, everything that's brought directly from Italy. That's what reminds them of growing up, sometimes in this neighborhood, sometimes as children of the people who grew up in this neighborhood. One of the most successful shops is called De Bruno Brothers, and today it's run by Emilio Mignucci, who's a little like the mayor of the Italian market. Mm-hmm. He's also really a student of this history and the traditions of this neighborhood.
They're what make up the culture. The traditional things that you do during the holidays and the items that you want to cook with or to have and to eat and to remind you of, you know, your times in the old country. Today, the second, the third, the fourth generation, they just want to honor their parents and their grandparents.
So with all these different stalls competing to sell pretty much the same stuff, does anyone really make money anymore in this market?
Yeah, they're all doing pretty well. I mean, there's just such brand loyalty, for lack of a better word. And they're also not exactly competing. They specialize to some extent. De Bruno's, they're really about the cheese. And down a block, Toludo's has fresh pasta. And at Claudio's, there's this whole wall of different types of olive oil, which is really what they're known for. The owner, Sal Ariema, is such a connoisseur, he even brings his own to restaurants.
Wow. So I love extra virgin olive oil. I don't go that far. I don't carry it to restaurants, but I can totally appreciate his passion. He sounds like a pretty neat guy, Sal. You spent some time with him, right?
Yeah. His shop specifically has been around for more than 50 years, and it's kind of a magical place.
Right. Okay. Let's hear your story about this place.
My dad started the business. He came from a small town outside of Naples. His original trade was a stonemason.
But his father, the original Claudio of the store's name, didn't get much work in the winter. So he started working in an uncle's grocery in the off-season. Eventually, he opened his own, selling products imported from Italy to Philadelphia. Ariema says he started working there by age 6.
Probably spent more time buying soda and running around and, you know.
But by 8 or 9, he had started to become, in his words, somewhat productive.
I can remember grating cheese when I was like 8 or 9. He didn't have a problem with me operating electrical equipment. It was fine. So, you know, now you wouldn't think of it.
Besides cheese, Ariema sells pastas from companies that have been around for hundreds of years. Colorful cans and bottles and porcelain jars of olive oil line the back wall and spill over onto other shelves. Ariema sells somewhere between 80 and 100 tons of olive oil a year, more than 20,000 gallons, to people who walk in, to restaurants, to other stores. He describes the varieties like some people would describe wine.
People have different flavor profiles they like. You know, it's not always about which one is better. It's the flavor you like. Olive oil from Spain tastes one way. Greek has its own style. Italian, Tunisian, Libyan, Turkish.
Obviously, he prefers Italian. He first traveled to Italy with his father to visit the rest of his family, but now he makes buying trips 2 or 3 times a year, traveling around the country sampling foods. He stays up to date on the news in between trips on the phone with his suppliers, whether it's the latest gas prices or the bugs that devastated last year's olive crop.
They lost 40%. October, they already knew it's not going to be good.
Here at Claudio's, Christmas really does start in July. The staff is already starting to assess what they need for the absolute busiest time of the year in this neighborhood. Customers line up down the block to fill their Christmas baskets with purchases from the neighborhood. Isgro's bakery around the corner puts out a tent with coffee for the people who start lining up around 3 or 4 in the morning.
2 cases of gallons,
two
cases of balsamic, and one of the number 10 canned tomatoes.
Another time I stopped by, I met Mark Badaluco, who stops in every couple months when he's in town on business, a five-hour drive from his home in Saratoga Springs, New York.
He's got the most variety that I've seen, and I've seen them all.
His favorite product, the thing he puts in all his Christmas baskets, is a brand that happens to share his family name, Badaluco.
I tell you, there's more people up north now using it because I'm bringing it back.
He keeps it in his trunk. Anybody stops and he gives him one.
On any given day, there's a steady orbit through the doors of Claudio's of people like this who know Ariema, people of his father's generation, people with a story to share.
You want to make a friend, you offer him food. Make a friend. I got lots of those.
But, of course, it's not just the food. A fancy food chain that imports these same products will never feel the same. That's big business, and this is something different. As Ariema puts it, there's General Motors, and then there's Ferrari. Claudio's is Ferrari. For The World, I'm Emma Jacobs, Philadelphia.